Good news. It is the news, according to me. Well, either my monitor is a little loud here this morning. This afternoon. This is the Friday afternoon weekly summation. The weekly summation thing, whatever you want to call it. It's the weekly roundup. Let's call it the roundup. Summarizing the entire week's news. And what I think about the news. Basically, is what it's about. This is the show where I explain to you that I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a epidemiologist. I'm just a guy who apparently has just been busy. It's a guy who's been busy. That's what I am. But I don't have any expertise when it comes to being a pundit of political stuff. I just have a lot of opinions that I like to share. So here I am sharing my opinions, and you're just going to listen to them for the next 3 hours. No, it's not going to be that long. It's going to be a fairly short show today. I've got a lot of work I've got to get done. And I keep getting text messages and emails now. So as soon as I start my show, that's when the text messages and emails start coming through. So that's always fun. And so I have... Well, that doesn't help me. These people are sending me messages that don't help me at all. Don't answer any questions. There's nothing there. A lot of things happening in the news. Trump has been a little bit under fire about some things lately, as well as... I've got traffic on my website. That's good to know. There's another message that just came through. That's great. Probably the Chinese trying to figure out what they can do to destroy my thing here. Anyway, so I had this, I think I just deleted an email that I probably shouldn't have deleted. I have to go back now and figure that out. That's always the case. It's always interesting when that happens. Mailbox is trash. Let's see what that looks like. I don't see it now. It's gone. There it is. I didn't need that. That's good thing I deleted that. That's okay. That'll be all right. We're okay. Let's settle down, everybody. It'll be okay. I know you're all excited about it and worried about it, but it'll be okay. Okay. I have no cup this morning. I have no cup. And that's the news of my cup. I forgot my cup. I left my cup at home. I am at the world headquarters here this afternoon, of the news according to me. And I'm going to put a show out there real quick. Just because there's a couple things I want to comment on that are happening. Trump recently came out and made a very powerful, actually coming out swinging against this whole thing of free speech. Now, if you try to find this on YouTube, you will not find it. Anything you put in there, Trump free speech, you know, his little talk he had on free speech, you will not find it. So just within the last week, everything that's on there is over a year old. They are literally scrubbing, unless it's somebody from MSNBC talking about Trump. It is being scrubbed. You put Trump in anything. Now, I don't know where he made the speech. I don't know where he posted it originally. I think he possibly posted it on Truth Central or Truth Social. I don't know. I thought I had a membership on Truth Social. I can't log on. I'm not sure what email I would have used to get in there. But I'm not going to worry about it right now. But he comes out swinging pretty hard about the... Now, there has to be consequences. Now, that I know that, you know, the Ron Johnson and I think Jim Jordan and some others came out with these statements saying you better preserve everything you had from the January 6th documentation, all your notes and letters and emails, any texts you made about concerning it. There's going to be an investigation in the J6 Commission. And yes, they're going to investigate the investigators. When James Comey was asked... The question, well, how do you feel about Trump launching an investigation into the FBI? Oh, you're going to investigate the investigators? Like, that didn't make any sense. Like, that was just ridiculous to even think that would be a possibility. You're going to investigate the investigators? Because their poop doesn't stink. They're above the fray. They're above investigation. How could you possibly investigate the people who are in charge of all this morality that they have? The reality is, it's very different than that. They're always very careful about covering their tracks. And it has happened time and time again that they will be called before Congress and they say, well, we couldn't, for some reason, those things were lost. Those things, folks, digital stuff never gets lost. They can claim that they lost it. I don't know where that information is anymore. Those hard drives are missing. These people lie all day long, every day. And the news media just supports them and goes along with it because they want to protect them because they're on their side. Well, now we're finding out from this whole Twitter thing. There's a whole lot more going on. And of course, the mainstream media are still standing up. They're vilifying Elon Musk. They're vilifying Twitter. Now, Twitter's the worst place on the planet. It's a cesspool now. All of a sudden, it's a cesspool because people are running rampant now. Joy Reid, I could probably find her speech because it's on MSNBC. And they wouldn't. Let's see what she says here about Twitter. Adam Schiff came out with these weird statistics the other day and got pushback from Elon Musk and said, you're wrong. He was saying that I think hate speech was up 200% or whatever it was. I think people make this stuff up. Let's see here. Twitter. Let's see if I can find it here. Joy Reid. Musk facilitated return of fascist trolls to fix Twitter in the name of free speech. Joy Reid, Twitter is shutting Trump. See, how is this? This is a year ago. Joy Reid, Twitter is shutting Trump the H up with permanent suspension. That's okay. But now Joy Reid says Twitter is, Musk is facilitating the return of fascist trolls to fix Twitter. Quote, fix Twitter in the name of free speech. I think this is about 3 weeks ago that she made this speech. I don't know. I thought it was more recent than that she said these things. It might have been 3 weeks ago, 2 days ago. Yeah, that was 2 days ago, but I don't think that's the right one. But there's this whole, if I play this, it's 7 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing to find the little speech that she makes about this whole thing. She goes on this tirade about how hate speech is up on Twitter. The trolls are let loose. Now they're saying anything that they want. They're being threatening and all this. It is absolutely false. I don't know. They won't. A study noted that this stuff is happening. They won't name the study. They won't name where the study came from. They do this stuff all the time. Anonymous sources. An anonymous source told us this. Oh, it was somebody up in the mailroom that gets somebody that becomes an anonymous source. They do this all the time. It is possible that Joy Reid doesn't even know. Somebody might be just telling her, "Hey, this study. We had this study. We found this study that says this." Oh, okay, I'm going to get it on tonight. Somebody's not asking the right questions here. Now, of course, at the same time, got all this stuff coming about JFK right now and how the CIA was involved or possibly involved in the JFK issue because they're still classified documents. Pompeo will not even get involved in this. And I think it's a sidetrack issue. It is an issue that they are trying to push to get certain things out of the news media cycle. Trying to distract. Yes, if the CIA was involved in any way in what was going on with, apparently there was a much larger dossier now, it was just a very weird situation, folks. When you listen to the story and how it all unraveled, Lee Harvey Oswald murders the president. Was it a day later or 2 days later? The police are bringing Lee Harvey Oswald out on live television. They all kind of stand back. They're all kind of putting him up front. And out of nowhere, this mobster, who is so upset about his president being killed, he's going to be a vigilante and he's going to step up and kill the guy. A lone gunman. Now, that seems strange. And frankly, I personally think that there was probably something on this guy that the FBI had. This is the way the FBI operates. They knew something about, what's it, I can't remember who killed the guy. His name escapes me at the moment. I'll find it here in a second. The Harvey Oswald killer. Is it Jack Ruby? Is that his name? I'll get it here in a second. Jack Leon Ruby. There it is. Yeah. I thought it was Jack Ruby, but I didn't want to say for sure. Yeah, on November 24th, he killed him. 2 days after Oswald was accused of the assassination. Now, of course, this is, how old was Jack Ruby when he died? Died in 1967. He died five years after this happened, less than 5 years. He was 55 years old. I believe he died in prison, the way I understand it. Folks, it's a story that is so bizarre and so weird. I remember seeing this on television. As a child, I remember this. I was born in 1962. I was a very young child, and it so affected the nation that I think the trauma of everyone around me it kind of made it very memorable to me. I remember everything being on television the day he was shot. And yeah, we had a television. Those little black and white things with a little bitty screen. A cabinet. It was in our, it was like a little kitchen, and then it was a little room next to the kitchen that was kind of supposed to be like a dining room area that was kind of it went into a living room. Tiny little place. When I was little, it did seem like it was twice the size it is. But of course, I was twice half the size I am now. Dad had a little desk there that was, and he had that desk for years and years and years. He had that desk. We had a little dining room table there. And within that area, we didn't have the dining room table there at that time, but we had another little table there. But it was at that spot in that area. It was on the south side wall there, was a little television. I remember to this day watching it. I remember the first moon landing. We watched it at some people's houses that used to be our neighbors. We weren't living next door to them at that time. We went over to their house. My mom and her were very good friends. And we hung out with them quite a bit. My brother and their sons, their two sons, were very good friends as well. And they had us over for the first moon landing. We watched it in their little, I remember like it was yesterday. They say that when you get older, you start having worse short-term memory and better long-term memory. You know, your long-term memories, you know, are still there. So maybe that's what's happening with me. No, I've remembered this stuff since I was, you know, just all my life. I've remembered this stuff. Fascinating stuff. But the whole point of this is this whole story went down. And of course, now they're making a big deal out of it. And of course, now it's, in my opinion, it's a distraction. I really do believe it's a distraction, and here I am being distracted by it. But I'm just saying this to point it out. The CIA, the NSA, the DNA, the DNI, the NSA, Trump mentions all of them, the DOD, basically saying there needs to, he's ready to root out every single individual that was involved in any kind of social media pressure. And folks, I'm telling you, it is... it's real. This whole thing is very real. All right, so enough said about that. I want to talk about what Joy Reid went on to talk about and the whole thing that makes this so incredibly strange and almost dangerous. They continue to tout and say that there is all this stuff happening on Twitter now, and they're vilifying Elon Musk. He has come out and said some things recently that suggest that maybe he knows a lot more about what's going on. This administration and this current leftist party that we are experiencing hates this country. They hate what it was founded on. They hate everything about it. I guarantee you this woman, I guess that's what she's called. I'm not sure. I don't know what she calls herself. We'll just call her woman. This WNBA NBA player, basketball player, who was traded for the Doctor of Death or whatever his name is, I don't know. This terrorist that was arms dealer that we traded for a basketball player who obviously had, I'm all for her being released. Don't get me wrong here. And frankly, you know, if once a Marine, always a Marine, if you're willing to lay your life down to protect American citizens, then I would say, you know, what if Russia came to me and said, we're going to trade, you know, this Russian arms dealer to get you out, I would say, screw that. I'll rot here. Keep that guy in prison. Don't ever let him go. If you're going to let him go anyway, then yeah, we'll trade you. But if you're not going to let him go, if you're going to keep him there, don't let me be the reason why you're letting him go. Because he's the guy I would have fought to the death against on the battlefield. It's a small thing to stay in prison so he stays in prison. It's easy for me to say sitting here in the comfort of my little office. But I know that there are a lot of Marines who would say that. I'm not begrudging the guy for wanting to come home. But she actually broke the law. She should have known better than to take marijuana in CBD form or whatever it was that she had. She had it in a vape device. It was illegal. She probably knew that going in, thought she could get away with it because she's a star. She's a basketball player. They threw her in prison. Why are you? Well, it's. So. All this stuff happening, and of course, in the meantime, we're led to believe that the border is secure. Mayorkas keeps coming out saying that the border is secure, One of the largest influx. We're being invaded, folks. This is an invasion. Every country in the world now knows that our border is open. You can pour, they're just pouring across it with impunity. And we have no idea who's coming through. That the people that are processed, who knows if that if they're even giving them their real names or not. And then there's the people who are, you know, what the coyotes will do is they have these deals, the drug cartels, they'll have these deals where they'll have this big, massive influx. And while that's all happening and the border agents are busy with this mass influx trying to process all these people, that gives them an opportunity to get people across the border who slip through the cracks, who, you know, we don't even know they're coming through. This is where this is how the fentanyl and everything else that's coming through across the border is coming across the border. There's enough fentanyl that has come across the border in the last year to kill every American in the country. Doesn't take much. And literally hundreds of pounds of it have come across the border. A lot of it coming from chemicals that were made in China. And now the big issue is TikTok. Folks, if you think that just TikTok is the only place where the Chinese are getting access to information and your facial recognition and all that stuff, you can think again, folks. There's all these people who have DJI drones for existence, for example. That thing is tied to the internet. You get updates all the time from the internet on the internet. You have to update your software, your firmware. You have to update this, update that. You can store all your digital photos and data on their website. They have a little thing for you. You don't think they have access to all of your data, all your geo mapping, all that stuff that you're doing? They've got all that stuff. I guarantee you. I'm not going to go down the crazy train too far, but it's just, that is happening, folks. It's just, it's inevitable with the technology that we have. Where are we going to be in another 10 years? You think it's going to get less or more secure? You think things are going to get more secure over the next 10 years? They're going to have more ability to control your life, which is what they're all about. Think about the people who were doing the censorship. Were they the right-wing Republican people doing the censorship? Now, see, and here again, recently, Lindsey Graham, in true form, just the other side of the same coin, comes out and talks about, we need a new regulatory division to regulate these people, the people like Twitter and people, you know, these social media sites. We need more regulation. We need, you know, more government, bigger government to do this. No, Lindsay, no. And in fact, the reporter from, she was surprised. Well, so you want more government? That seems kind of odd coming from a Republican who wants, you know, who believes in small government. Well, we need to have this. This is the same people, the Republican Party was the one who, George Bush, George W., not H.W. H.W. had his own problems. We won't talk about that. He was also a former CIA. But George Bush, the establishment man that he was, signed off on the Patriot Act. Signed off on the TSA, Homeland Security, all those organizations that were going to keep us safe now, got to keep you safe. Oh, scary, scary. There's a terrorist behind every bush. Oh, oops, Bush. Huh. No pun intended there, but just happened to be there. They're the ones who got all that in. Bigger government, bigger budget, more funding, more money streams. And what do we have to show for it? Long lines at airports, people frustrated, and more money being spent every day on security at airports, which... There's so many ways around it. Just the amount of time I've spent in travel and what I know of the industry, there's all kinds of holes in our security at the airports. And you can't think for a moment that the terrorists isn't already 5 steps ahead of this. All we're doing is harassing grandma and grandpa and their grandchildren. Aggravating people as they try to get into the secure area. Yeah. But you know what? I said all that stuff and it's all kind of scary, negative, spooky stuff. But I want to talk about something that's a little bit more positive today. I want to talk about why I do this podcast. It's not just for me to have an opportunity to rant about all the things I'm seeing around us. All the issues, all the stuff, all the struggles and troubles. The corruption, the filth, the dirt, the depravity of our institutions, the attack that the church is under, the degradation of the foundations of our faith and the underpinnings of our religious organizations. It's not just that. It's not my hope that I can call some of these things to your attention. It's the baseline motivation for why I have this podcast going, why I bother doing it at all. It is, the bottom line is, it's because I care about this country. I care about the founding principles that our founders, our forefathers, if you want to call them that, the things that they laid out, that they gave us, the liberty and the freedom that they gave us, by recognizing it and instituting it into a document that assures every individual of their rights and their liberties to live their life, serve their God, worship the way they choose, to enjoy the fruits of their labor, to be productive, and to serve their fellow man. Is it a perfect system? Absolutely not. It's not at all. Not a perfect system. They knew it wasn't a perfect system. One of the big flaws of the system is that you can use your liberty as an opportunity to do bad things, take advantage of it. There's supposed to be consequences to that when it interferes with someone else's rights. Has to be accountability. We have to have laws outside of ourselves, not just what we think or feel is right or wrong. Not to be led away with emotional content, but to actually have reasonable laws and reasons for why we do what we do, and accountability for what we do. This is the thing. The very thing, this foundational truth that the leftists, that the Marxists, the collectivists hate. They hate the idea of individual liberty. And personally, in my opinion, this is my opinion now, I don't believe that there is any system, governmental system, that I've ever seen that is any better to facilitate the freedom of faith, the ability to allow people to exercise what they believe, for that to be protected, upheld, and held sacred by the government. Is probably one of the most important things that the founders did. The government cannot step in and make rules within your church, within your organization, with what you believe. Now, in New York, that's happened. The governor has signed some kind of an agreement, or I don't know if it was taken through the legislature. I believe it was just an executive order. You can have a gun permit in New York, but you can't exercise it anywhere. You can walk down the street. If you leave your house, you can walk down the street, as long as you're not within certain distance from a school, as long as you're not just certain distance. Of course, there's schools everywhere. Certain distance from certain things. You can't walk. You know, can't walk into any stores. And you walk back to your house. You can have your gun with you, registered, as long as it's registered. You can't even go to a church with your gun. That's now illegal. It's illegal to walk into a church with your, even if you got a carry permit. Can't walk into that church with your carry permit. It's absolutely insanity. The reason I do this podcast is because I believe in the founding principles of this nation. I care about the founding principles. And I care about fighting for every single individual's right to free speech, to live their life the way God intended it to be, not under the rule of big government. Now, here's the other side of that coin. I believe that within the church, we are to live communally, collectively, that we don't call anything our own. This is where the ironic part of this is. But we have the freedom to do that, not the compulsory charge to do that from a government that imposes it upon us, but that we voluntarily choose to live with one another in a culture where we don't call anything our own, that we are free to give to each other, to share. And I believe that's our choice to do that. It's our prerogative. It's not charity if it's forced upon you. The leftists think that, well, you need to pay your taxes so we can feed the poor. Oh, you mean like out in California where it's illegal to go out just give a homeless person some food? You want to take my money away from me so you can feed them, but yet they're still out here. They're still out here and they're still hungry. How's your program working? You're taking my money. Why do I still have homeless people approaching me every day on the street wanting something? See that? That's where it falls apart. They don't know the names of the people that they're passing out. They're taking this money from us, and they have no idea who they're helping. They have no clue. They don't care about the names of the individuals. When I come in contact with somebody, first thing I ask somebody who asks something from me, I ask them their name. And I call them by their name. Government doesn't do that. They don't care about you. They care about their power. The collectivists are on both sides of the aisle. We have a nation worth fighting for. We have principles in this country worth fighting for. And when I say fight, I'm talking about in the arena of discourse, of free speech, of opinion, of debate. We have, in my opinion, a short period of time to try to turn the ship around. There's a lot of rhetoric out there right now. Trump's got these Trump cards or whatever they're called. They're making a big deal out of that. I guess some people are kind of upset with him on the right. I think a lot of people are going to give up on Trump. I think when he starts coming out and making some statements and actually campaigning in this next year, by this fall is when it's really going to start. This coming summer is when it's really going to start ramping up, because in the fall there's going to be the primaries and they're going to start into the whole election season. That's when it's really going to heat up. You have to understand the deranged nature of the left and those who are Trump haters and how they're going to come out against him. They're going to support Pence, who, in my opinion, I have lost a lot of respect for in the last year. Last 6 months, especially. He wants to be president. He thinks he should be president. Will he make a good president? I'll tell you what, he'll make a better president than what we got now. No question about that. But I don't believe he has what it takes. I believe he is too much of an establishment individual. I do not trust him that far. I cannot get enthused about his presidency. Let's just put it that way. I'm not really thrilled about Trump's presidency, but he's not establishment. Now, if somebody else comes along who's not an establishment guy who can communicate better than Trump. But you see, Trump is an American part, but it's just a part of the American fabric. He's been known for so many years. I don't know of anybody else who can step up into that role who has that kind of background with America. There probably is some people out there. I just can't think of any at the moment. So, yeah, I'm still hoping that Trump pulls this off and he's able to get back into office and straighten this mess out. I don't think anybody can do it the way Trump can do it because he's been there. He's been in the Oval Office. He's seen things that were classified. He knows the snake in the swamp very well. I think he's ready to roll in there and truly clean house. In fact, if I had to say it this way, I think the fact that he was unsuccessful the first time in staying in office has done nothing but given him an opportunity to take 4 years to really get a plan together. It's probably better that he didn't get elected for the second 4 years, even though we got a mess right now. I still think it's recoverable. Now, inevitably, folks, we know what the end of the book says. We know how it's going to come to go down. There's going to be a massive world economic control of everything that we do. That's inevitable. And obviously the technology is there for that now, and it's just inevitable for that to happen. Can it be slowed down? Can we try to preserve some things for for our next generation? I think we can. But I believe that we are at the cusp. We are at that pinnacle of making that decision as a nation. We'll see what happens the next few months. I believe that the springtime is going to be we're going to see a very different kind of nation. For instance, just recently, this kind of disinformation and lies that are coming out of the entire leftist camp. The left now is saying that we should be wearing masks again. And in fact, there was somebody on the House floor, I can't remember who this was, some doctor that they had speaking from the administration. And he makes this statement, and he says, this was on the Dan Bongino show this afternoon. He makes this statement, says, well, if people get vaccinated, then we can have no deaths from COVID if people get vaccinated. No deaths from COVID if everybody just gets vaccinated. So you're telling me, with a straight face, knowing full well you're lying through your teeth, that vaccinated people have not died from COVID. That's what you're telling me. That's what you're standing up there saying. Everybody's vaccinated. Nobody will die from COVID. Bull. And nobody called the guy out on this. It is an absolute lie through his teeth, and he knows it. Now, have people, you know, do you get diminished symptoms? That's possible. Studies are still out there on that. I think initially people were definitely, it seemed like it did curb the initial onset of COVID. It seemed like it was curbing some of the bad symptoms that people were having. It probably did say, you know, one guy came out and said it saved millions of lives. The vaccine has saved millions of lives. Oh, really? You can quantify that then. We don't know that. And yet there are people to this day, I mean, who will snap at you if you tell them that natural immunity is far superior than any vaccine. They will snap at you and tell you you're lying and that's not the truth. And yet, the virologists, the epidemiologists, not Fauci, the ones who have nothing to gain. Fauci's heavily involved with Big Pharma. Don't underestimate the power of Big Pharma in this whole thing. They have a lot of influence on news media organizations and shows and television and everything else out there. The movie industry, everything. We haven't heard half. We've probably heard a tenth of what's going on with the vaccine in terms of adverse effects. They scrub that from YouTube and any place on the internet that most people get social media information. There are now morticians and embalmers around the country and some coroners who are having some very strong opinions that they're coming out with about vaccinated individuals and what's happening right now. I don't remember what the country was, but I know that there's a country now that has put a halt to vaccinations altogether. They're like a complete halt on any vaccines. It's a small country over in Europe because of what some studies are showing. I'm not going to get into that too much right now, but folks, the reach goes very deep. And if we don't start speaking out about the ability to speak out and the ability to at least have a discussion, when someone is shutting down the discussion, then you have to kind of ask yourself, why are they shutting down the discussion? One of the things that Trump said in his little speech was that the freedom of speech is at the foundation of all of our rights. Everything starts to topple from that point on. Once you're censored, once you are diminished in your ability to speak freely, you can't get out there with the truth anymore. They come out with these lies. They vilify you. They give you the social score that they're doing like they're doing in China. It destroys everything about your life. Well, now you can't get a car. Now you can't get a house. It just goes on and on. That's where we are right now. We're three or four steps behind China, in some ways ahead of them. So, with all of that, I leave you with this. Our nation is worth fighting for. We must continue to push back, to speak truth. First of all, we speak truth. Because that is the tip of the sword. The tip of the spear, if you will. We speak truth, God's truth. We shine His light and we show the reality of the original, the actual truth. And we let people make their decisions based on that real truth, not some false phony morality, but a real morality. God bless everybody. Shabbat shalom. Have a great weekend.